Zvachim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, 7-3. This Mishnah is pretty straightforward, but it's based on two specific halakha concepts, maybe which not so familiar with you. The first is the tuma, which is conveyed from a nevelas of tahor, the carcass of a kosher bird that wasn't slaughtered properly. And the second is me'ila. So let's talk about the first thing first. In terms of tuma and tahara, transferring tuma, so the carcass of an animal may or may not be able to convey tuma. It has to be the basic din of a nevela, a carcass, is limited to essentially terrestrial land mammals that are kind of high off the ground. Where to draw the line, I'm not exactly sure. And those animals, essentially, their carcass conveys tuma, meaning a dead cow or camel or goat or horse. It conveys tuma unless it was a kosher species which was slaughtered properly, meaning shechita. In which case, if you slaughter a goat or a cow or a sheep, or for that matter, a giraffe or a deer properly, so then the carcass does not convey tuma. Okay? Now, you can think of it, therefore, that every animal is like a nevela, meaning a source of tuma, waiting to happen. You can save it from being a nevela by shechting it before it dies of other causes. Okay? That's for normal terrestrial land mammals that are kind of high off the ground. Other animals may not convey tuma at all. Like, for example, a dead fly or a dead snake does not convey tuma at all, even if it's dead. There are shmona shratzim, there are eight specific small creepy crawlies, let's call them rodents and reptiles, that do convey tuma, their flesh does, by direct contact, but that's just eight kind of almost exceptions to the rule. Okay? Fish do not convey tuma when they're dead. Now, birds, which are the topic of our parak here in this particular Mishnah, so there are two categories of birds, a kosher bird and a not kosher bird. A not kosher bird, like an eagle, does not convey tuma, just like a dead fish or a dead snake. A kosher species of bird, so like a chicken or a dove, it can be a nevela unless it's slaughtered properly. If it's slaughtered properly, there's no nevela status, no tuma. If it's not slaughtered properly, it does have potential tuma, but the way it conveys the tuma is totally unique. And that is what's called tumas beis hablia, which means when you swallow it, it makes you tummy. Okay, so that means if you touch the carcass of a dead chicken that wasn't slaughtered properly, you remain totally tahor, like touching a dead snake, touching a dead fish, or dead eagle for that matter. But unlike the others, if you actually swallow the meat of a dead chicken that wasn't slaughtered properly, so as it goes down your throat, like just beyond where you're, what you can see when you open your mouth, so then it conveys tuma to the person who swallowed it, and in fact quite a potent form of tuma, that while it's going down, he's like an avatuma, meaning like even his clothing becomes tummy, okay, which is intense. So, our Mishnah wants to ask the following question. What is the situation regarding the Bnei Yonah and the Tur, the two species of kosher birds which are offered in the Beis Midrash, Olas Of and Chatas Of? Do they convey tuma as a nevela? And obviously, if they were shechted properly, if they were slaughtered properly with Malika, of course not. The question is, what if they're pusel? Because, understand, when it comes to a normal bird, like a chicken, the way you slaughter it is shechita, with a knife in the front of its neck, okay? If you do Malika on a chicken, sticking your fingernail through the back of its neck, that's just going to be a nevela, okay? And it's going to now convey tuma, but basically, when you swallow it. So the question is here, what if you take a kosher bird, like say a turtle dove, you do malika on it, which in the basement is okay way to slaughter it, but it's a not valid offering. So now do we look at back as being a nevela and it conveys tuma if you swallow it or not? So our Mishnah is going to say, v'chulan, all of these cases we set up to now, meaning all the cases of the invalidations where you did malika on a bird that was consecrated to be a chatas or ola, but for something went wrong, you separated the head when you shouldn't have, or you separated one sim, not both sim on him, or you didn't offer the blood where you should have offered it, all that kind of stuff, wrong kavana, all these things, it doesn't matter, it's still not a nevela, okay, because it was slaughtered as it should have been slaughtered, doing malika in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, if someone would eat it, forget the fact that it's not kosher, that's a different point, and not allowed to be eaten, and whatever, there could be other consequences, but it doesn't make the person who swallows it tummy. Okay, that's what it says here. V'chulan, enem matamas v'beis ablia. Okay, we actually gonna come back to it later on, but that's the basic idea. And second of all, it says, umolin behen. there is me'ila that applies to them. So this is saying, remember, once a person consecrates something, if it's what's called kadshei Hashem, if it's Hashem's property, which would apply to kadshei kadshim, like for example, the ola, the chatas, and the asham of zavachim, of animals, and both types of birds, both the ola sa'of and the chatas sa'of are both like kadshei kadshim. Now, no one can eat them in that status, so at that time, they're subject to mila. If someone would get benefit from this bird, alive or dead, a prutah's amount of benefit, he'd be subject to the rules of me'ila. Now, when the chatas sa'of is offered properly, so after the blood is applied in Mizbeach, now it stops being kadshei Hashem, it stops being subject to me'ila, because now it becomes food for the Kohanim. Now it's Kohen food, not Hashem, so to speak, and therefore no longer there's me'ila. So the question is, what happens if you have one of these, you know, chatas or olas of, and you do it improperly? So it's not going to be going to the Kohanim to be eaten. The question is, does the me'ila status still stay as if it were kadshim, now it's been invalidated? And the answer, of course, is yes, it does, says the Mishnah, umolin behen. It does have me'ila, with one exception, chut mechatas ha'of sha'asa l'mata k'ma'asa chatas l'shem chatas. Obviously, the very first case of our parak, where you did the chatas of as it was supposed to be done, in the right place, in the right way, with the right kavanas, that's a kosher chatas. And the Mishnah is saying, since it's a kosher chatas, now it transforms from being kadshei Hashem, something subject to me'ila, to being entirely Kohen food, and no longer subject to me'ila.